Hey guys, welcome to the Blissful Programmer Podcast. I'm your host Saurabh, and I hope you all are doing awesome, you're feeling great, and you're staying healthy. If you're new here, this podcast is all about programming in general and becoming blissful while being a programmer. A Blissful Programmer was able to help you in any way. You can show your appreciation by following and donating. You can support, subscribe, and share. We are on Patreon. If you feel like, being a supporter, we would be grateful for that. If you're already a supporter, I am immensely grateful for your support. You guys help me inspire others. So thank you. In this episode, I would like to talk to you about five tips or five regrets I have when I was in college. Now that I'm at a lead role, what would I have done differently? This comes right from the bottom of my heart. Sure, everyone has regrets, and hindsight 2020. But yeah, these things I wish I would have done when I was in my bachelor's or even master's. And but you learn and you mainly keep going. So the first one is really try to understand, like, why are you choosing computer science? See, computer science is about problem solving. You wouldn't know the solution to a problem, but your task is to figure it out. It's not, in computer science, it's not about, knowing everything. It's not like you know everything and then you can solve this problem because you know it from memory. Memory is not that important in computer science. In computer science, logical as well as conceptual ability, apart from having the experience and practice to handle and find patterns between problems, that's the most important thing. So if you know about chess players, or if you know about people who are really good with tasks which involve pattern identification, it's not like they just, I don't know about gifted people, but normally those people who are good at identifying patterns, they spend a lot of time practicing that skill. They went through a lot of, like chess players, they took a step back and thought about a lot of patterns which emerged as they were playing. They were playing all the times, and that's how they learn different patterns as well as, conceptual knowledge. And that's how they build overall experience, which helps their mind, finds out that this is Queen's Gambit or whatever. And for sure. I just saw the Netflix series Queen's Gambit, so I'm taking an analogy from there. But yeah, the first thing I would suggest you to do is this, before you even go there in your sophomore, when you're choosing this as a career, or maybe you're a freshman, and you really want to get in there. It's great if you have experience with computer science and you already know you like it. But if you're new to computer science, I'd like you to understand if you like to solve puzzles. If you like to figure out things, if you like to do pattern matching where you're like, I've seen this, I can, I have the confidence to get the answer or to solve this problem somehow, and you enjoy the process more than the outcome. If you can do that, if you love that, then computer science is right for you. And I mean, sure, that is awarded very handsomely, but even if you don't love it that time, and slowly as you explore more of it and more of computer science, you get to know more about problem solving, and then you are falling in love with that. That also works. It's talent. There's talent is cultivated. It's not like you're not born with a talent. It's always cultivated. So, and things you like when you're 15-year-old or 20-year-old, you don't necessarily like the same thing when you're 30-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Progressively, as we grow older, our taste changes as we experience new challenging skills or new and challenging tasks. So the first one is, you know, understanding if you really love problem solving, if you enjoy figuring out things, then is it or is it not? If you're done with that, you know that, yeah, I like to do that. The second thing I would like to tell you is, which I didn't do, was right from your sophomore year, start solving problems, interview problems on LeetCode, LeetCode, or any of those, you know, sites where you can really get, you know, a lot of questions just clustered into your skill level, so you can have easy, intermediate, and hard. Now, do those things apply in the real world of software engineering? No, it doesn't. You have library, or someone else has implemented that, you don't do that. But what it does, it helps you understand, I mean, the logical part of computer science, and it helps you get, you know, the same thing. It trains your mind to start finding patterns where other people cannot. And this is like playing chess. This is the same thing. You have to play chess on your own and visualize and see patterns when you are in computer science. When you're playing chess, similarly in computer science, you have to practice problems. Sure, I understand your coursework is a lot. I understand you have one of the hardest major apart from, you know, medical sciences, pre-meds, and maybe pre-law. I'm not sure. I have not done that, but I feel my sister is a doctor, so I think, like, yeah, that is also pretty hard. But yeah, I understand you have a lot of course load, you have a lot of new concept you might not have learned before. And if you know everything, then good for you. Probably I can't tell you anything new. But if you are in the process of understanding if this is the field for you, maybe you have not done a lot, or maybe you have done a few, but you'd really want to get a professional degree, then I would say start solving problem on LeetCode. I know you will suck in the start, it's okay. Another characteristic of a computer science guy or a software engineer is that you need to be okay with failure. Software engineering is an iterative process, and if you feel like in the first or second, and of course you'll be facing a lot of problems where solution, no one knows the solution, it's your job to figure out the solution. Now, if you give up very easily, you know, if you're not persistent, and if you take it too seriously, you don't take breaks, etc., then you'll hate it. All right, so it's important that you cultivate this whole habit of not being able to solve problems and facing something which really challenges your brain, and thinking about it, you know, thinking about it every day, and just, you know, trying to practice, just trying to make up your mind, or actually reshape or refocus your mind, so that slowly you start getting gist of it. So when you start solving problem, maybe you can solve prime factorization, maybe you can solve Fibonacci, but then you are trying to solve Fibonacci with recursion, and then you're like, oh crap, I don't know how to do this, you know. Maybe you're not really understanding the concept of recursion, but doing that again and again might open this whole avenue of pattern recognition for you. You'll feel like, okay, let's talk about recursion. So you're like, okay, there is this stage from where there's this node, or this, you know, stage or step or state from which another state is being derived from, and then it continues on and on and on. All right, and slowly as you solve more and more problems, you like binary trees, etc., you'll understand, wait a second, all these problems, recursion, A*, Dijkstra, you know, binary trees and all that, you'd understand, oh, you know what, these are all graph problems. These are all about, you know, going from one state to another state in a finite or like finite state machine, let's say. If you don't know about it, don't worry about it. Mainly stepping from one to another. And you realize, oh, it's just a problem of starting from one state. Even dynamic programming, it's this graph problem. And then fitting that model into what I learned from graph problems. And slowly, that's how you develop your acumen towards solving the problem. So yeah, the second tip, which I would tell you, is practice problem from lead code. When I was preparing for an interview, by the way, I slacked. And I was like, I don't know. And I paid for it. I started with not such a good job, although I was working as a software engineer, but I was not getting for the first few months or probably like in a year, I was in a job which I hated. I was not getting paid well, even after having masters, and I know I could have done better. So don't do that. I'm not saying like you should solve a lot of problem. Just try to solve in your first 2 year of computer science, try to solve two problems a day. Even if you're sick, even if you're whatever, start with one problem, start and do another problem. All right. When you grow further, you can start solving three problems. When interviews are near, or you know, you can bump it up to four problems a day. But don't go more than that. Don't do five problems. All right. Don't do that, because then you are mainly solving the problem and not giving your mind enough time to step back and see the big picture, which is pattern recognition. When you are doing all this practice, you are building a pattern recognition system in your brain, and that's the main goal. So that when an interviewer asks you any question related to, you know, any logical problem, you can come to a solution very fast. Why? Because you know you have seen that kind of problem and you know how to solve it. Even if you have not seen that particular problem, you can figure it out. And if you are at that stage, then awesome. It means you have nailed it. You have truly become polished the most primary skill of computer programming, and which is problem solving. The third tip I would give you is try to get a hold of as much as you can in terms of knowledge. I understand you have to read a lot of book. I understand you have semester, and I have been through it, not through just once, not through my undergrad. I've done my master's, so I know what I'm talking about. And I know you have a lot of coursework to do, but just take out like 15 minutes of your time, 15 minutes of your day to read a blog or read a book about, let's say JavaScript, let's say Ruby on Rails, let's say software, object-oriented programming, maybe practical object-oriented programming in Ruby, maybe about, new development in AWS, whatever. Spend 15 minutes. Maybe you're going to the gym, maybe you're walking in the gym, you can read then. But inculcate this habit of reading something outside, yet technical, outside of your coursework, yet technical topic every day. One thing I can suggest you to do is in your laptop and in your mobile phone, install the Pocket app, pocket.io, pocket.io. And on MacBook or laptop, you have it as a widget which you can add to your Chrome widget, and then you can save any post you are reading, and it also helps to find more posts related to that. Okay. Now, apart from that, what I will also suggest you to do, which my mentor also suggested, was you should subscribe to a few newsletter. So if you have the subscription I have is our JavaScript weekly, Ruby weekly, I have PostgreSQL, PSQL weekly. I have what else? I think I also have Python weekly. Yeah, so you can look it up, and they mainly do a really good job of curating the best articles and developments and posts related to that field into one email. And it really helps out because then you have everything there and you can just walk through it and read something. When you're reading through this, in what, like one of the few first episode in this podcast, I talked about two different type of knowledge which you need to, you know, get really good at. The first is conceptual, the second is logical. My tip before this was more about logical. How can you become a more logical person when it comes to problem solving? And this tip about reading, spending some time, 15 minutes, maybe you're walking, you know, you have a tablet, you have a mobile, maybe you are in your gym and you are just walking on the treadmill, let's say, all right? And yeah, just pull up, just go to your email. If you're subscribed to those newsletters, you know, JS Weekly, Ruby Weekly, Python Weekly, then you will be having those curated lots of like high quality posts in your email. So you don't have to really go and spend a lot of time on it. And you can just read whatever you like, but keep reading. I remember when I used to, like when I was preparing for interviews and all, I would read like one, I tried to read like half chapter every day. All right. Yeah. Or either that or minimum of half an hour, whichever is shorter. So if I could finish off any book, so I would have a lot of, like, I think I read You Don't Know JS, You Don't Know JavaScript. That's a very good resource on JavaScript. I read a lot about object-oriented programming. I read about refactoring. I read about object-oriented design. I read about design patterns. So yeah, I read a lot. And of course, when you're reading something, you can't just read once and memorize and remember it all. No, just write it down in your notebook, you know, save it in Pocket. They have an option of saving the whole page. And also try to write it down. If possible, the best thing is what I'm gonna tell you, my next tip. But yeah, you should subscribe to all of them and spend 15 to 20 minutes every day. If you can do that, I can guarantee you do wonders. Google, whatever, wherever you want to go, it doesn't matter. I mean, Google is, when you are in college, it's a big deal, but afterwards you realize, nah, it is, yeah, it's cool, whatever. But the main point is you would be the one who would be in demand, not the company itself. Now, that brings me to the next step I wanted to say. And a lot of people have told, might have told you, and I also learned from others, but blog what you're reading, blog what you're solving, help others. If it's possible, try for TA, try for tutoring, you know, if possible. If it is 2 months, then don't do it. But if possible, try it. If you can make some money with computer science, actually we'll talk more about it in the last point I will be making. But if you can blog about what you are solving, if you blog about what you are reading, it will act as a note for you, as a text written in permanent marker for your mind, because you know you read something, you finally you thought about it, and then you're writing the note, then it will become kind of written in your mind for a long time. You'd hold a lot of, like, most percentage of what you read, you'd hold it in your memory, or at least you'll find a pattern to hold it. And apart from that, you'll be sharing with others who would be commenting, and then it becomes fun because someone might have faced this issue and they read your blog, they say, oh, thank you so much, I really appreciate it. And you're like, sure. And maybe they will say, hey, can you teach me? Can you help me out? And you can be sure. And then you are teaching others. And if you teach others, it's the best way for you to really learn the concept. Because if you can make something simple for someone else to understand, that means you understand the concept really, really well. Finally, my last point, which I would be making, my last tip, although I don't regret it because I did a lot of internship. That was what I was going to talk about. But yeah, try for getting as much internship or work opportunity as possible. Now, when I was in college, I was ignorant. I didn't know a lot of things. I used to think, oh, I have to find internship, go talk to people, get reference and all this stuff, and only there are a few companies who are doing internship. The reality of 2020 and beyond is that, I mean the year 2020 and beyond, is that right now every job is available for you to right at the tips of your finger, actually in your laptop. So you open it up, go to Craigslist, go to, I don't know, what's that, Upwork, go to freelancer.com, go to any such place, all right? And you look it up, look up some job. One thing I don't like about, I mean, if someone is, okay, I'm gonna take this a bit away from the topic, but let me tell you, I have to interview a new, not a new, but kind of a junior engineer tomorrow morning. And why am I interviewing? He doesn't have exactly the same skill I'm looking for, all right? But the reason why I want to interview this guy is because he didn't waste any time. He was not like, oh, I did this, but now I'm just chilling, I'm doing nothing. You know, I'm just trying, applying for jobs. Maybe he's not, you know, a lot of people, what they do is after boot camp, after computer science, and I've seen this with a lot of boot camp candidates, is that they try to find this job which they're promised, the six-figure job which they're promised after finishing up the boot camp. And nothing wrong with that. If you can get a job, awesome. But the point is, that should not be your limitation. Internships are everywhere. If all you want to do is like, you know, get some internship, get some experience, go to Upwork, go to Freelancer, just apply for a job, start hustling. Just solve a problem for someone. I'm pretty sure you'd be able to solve a problem for someone. Go to Reddit, go to Stack Overflow, start helping out people. When you solve someone's problem, you create this connection with them, and it might be helpful for you in the future as well as for you in the present, since you are now making it, since that particular concept is going to be very easy for you to, you know, understand or talk about. So it means it has hit the home run in your brain. But anyway, coming back to the point, if you're in college, in boot camp, do not just sit around. I mean, follow all the tips I have already mentioned, but apart from that, go for internship. And I'm not saying like just apply, you know, no, try just apply in 5 places and you're like, I'm not getting. No, apply to fucking 200 places, apply to 1,000 places. Go and find work on Upwork, go and find work on Craigslist. Hit up people around you. Hey, do you need a website? Hey, do you need this? Hey, do you want to build a mobile? You want to, you know, get a mobile application built? Anything you can get your hands on. There's no limitation anymore of what you can earn, or there's no such thing that now you need a, you know, like go through the process of interview 7 rounds, 6 rounds. Only then you can make some money in computer science. No, it's, there are people who don't even have computer science degree, who don't even have boot camp experience. They're just good problem solver and they're making a lot of money. 6 figures, even 7 figures. Although I don't know a lot of people who are making 7 figure, but 6 figure, yeah, I know. I mean, if you hustle really hard, if you take multiple clients at the same time, dude, you are actually paying off your college, for your college, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, my regret is I should have done that. I mean, I did do a lot of internships. I was research assistant as well, and I was able to publish a few papers and all the stuff we think are big deal, but then you realize, nah, it doesn't matter. But yeah, at the end, if you are able to do it, you know, it will take time, of course. When you're starting, it will take time. But choose one thing and start working, start trying to read. And already, as I mentioned, if you're following the tips before, the tips which I mentioned before, dude, you are already on the path to be an expert in the field. And the only thing which is stopping you is you from getting a job or for getting an internship. So start, you know, the last tip I said, like, blog, and put that blog in your resume as well, so other people would know what they're saying, what you are doing. Sorry. Now, I will tell you, the blogging got me a lot of interviews. It got me interview from Google, it got me interview from Facebook, it got me interview from a lot of places. And all I used to do was just blog and post it on LinkedIn, that link. And recruiters were reaching out to me at that time when I was looking for a job. So yeah, the last tip which I mentioned, blog and share what you're doing, share what you're learning, share what you're solving, what problem you're solving. That blog, and then put that blog link at top on your resume. And when you apply for a job, you apply for internship, you mention that, you know, over there. And once people see that, they might click on the link there and put the whole URL, not just like a word for the link, because a lot of time people print out your CV. So put the URL as well as the link. When you're looking for internship or freelance work, it's going to help you if you put that on your, you know, on your portfolio or your resume, that you are mainly kind of an expert in that field. And expert doesn't mean, you know, like, you know, you are know-it-all. Expert just means you know more than the guy who wants to get something done. And yeah, when you're doing that, when you're doing like side kind of, you know, freelancing or maybe internship, you'd be getting money to pay your own tuition. That's a big deal. Pay your own loan, and that's a big deal, dude. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, these were all the tips I have. And a few of the tips comes with regrets I have, which I feel I should have done when I was in college, but I didn't. So for all the young people out there, all the people who are trying to make it in computer science or just starting up, these are my tips for you. First one, I think, is solve logical. First of all, try to understand, is computer science really for you? Do you like solving logical problems? Do you like being persistent even if there is a lot of failure? If it is, well, computer science is for you. Secondly, I would say start solving 3 to 4, maybe 2 to 4 lead code problem every day. And make it a kind of a discipline. Make it your ritual. And don't stop. All right, do not stop. Even if you've solved all the problems on lead code, I think they're like 1600 or 4000. I don't remember. I've not solved all the problems. But yeah, if you can do that, yeah, I can guarantee you, you'd go really far. And also while doing logical problem solving, try to find out patterns. Try to find out if there try to take a step back from the problems you are doing and then think, can you associate this problem into clusters? And is there a way to associate different kinds of problems so that the intrinsic pattern behind those problems, you can find a relation and then you can cluster a lot of problems together. For example, as I mentioned, you know, graph problems can involve recursion, dynamic programming, binary trees, of course, graph traversals, etc. Third, subscribe to blogs, subscribe to newsletters like JS Weekly, Ruby Weekly, Python Weekly, AWS Weekly, whatever. And spend some time, even if you're in gym, maybe 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. Don't, you know, try to force yourself to read a whole book or like a whole chapter if you can't. If you do enjoy it, awesome. But to be able to do it for a long time, I think 5 days of the week you should do it, and 2 days you should just chill, you know. So logical problem, you're solving 10 problems, you know, maybe 15 problems every week, that's more than enough. Chapters you are reading, let's say, like, I don't know, 3 chapters a week, 2 chapters a week, maybe you're reading 5 blogs a day, that's more than enough. All right, that done, repetition is gonna, you know, help you succeed. Repetition is the, like I would say, mother behind your confidence, behind your success. All right, so yeah, do that. Apart from that, the next tip I said was, you know, blog everything you're doing. Not everything, I mean, don't blog I mean, not everything, what you're learning. All right, the problem you're solving, blog it. Maybe you can make a YouTube video if you want, but I have done YouTube video, it takes a long time, dude, and if you're in college, you do not have time. But hey, you can write a blog, because blog doesn't take a lot of time. You just copy paste, just add some word. Hey, this was the problem, this is the link, and this is how I solved. And slowly, you know, you start building a lot of posts on your blog. So if someone goes to your blog, they will say, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about, you know. Yeah, you can use your blog to write notes for yourself as well, your engineering notebook, which is gonna help be very helpful in the future. So yeah, do that as well. And finally, I'd said, try to find out opportunities where you can apply what you are learning. Try to find internships, try to find freelance work, try to find, you know, maybe your uncle needs a website design, maybe your niece needs a mobile design. I'm just saying, no, not your niece, but let's say, like, you know, your mom's friend needs a website design or mobile design or app design. Help her out. Charge some money, but help her out, you know what I'm saying? If it's an established company, if possible, then do it for free, dude. Like, do the first iteration of some building something for free. Building is the most important thing. A lot of even senior people are not like really, you know, have troubles building something from scratch. I mean, senior engineers, you would be like, nah, I don't believe it, dude. I know what I'm talking about. And building new things need practice. It's a skill. A lot of time we spend a lot of time solving bugs in actual scenarios, and then we kind of are out of tune when it comes to building things from scratch. So yeah, practice that. Even if you're able to do it for free, it's good, just do it. If you're in boot camp, don't wait for the perfect interview. Start working as a consultant, start working as a freelancer. All right, just get your experience, just help someone. Today is the best time for computer science, because there's so many opportunities at the tip of your finger which were not available beforehand. You can make 6 figure right by working as a freelancer. No one is stopping you, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was all the tips I had in TLDR fashion, or notes. I hope you apply that, and I can guarantee you do really, really well in your computer science career. Today's, by the way, about the person I'm interviewing today, what I liked about that guy is, as I said, not that he was very experienced in the tech stack I'm looking for. The most important factor was he didn't take a break. He kept doing something, and that I liked about him. that okay, he likes solving problems and he's finding ways to solve problem, because maybe that's what he likes and that's what I'm gonna interview him for. I'm gonna ask him to solve problems. I don't know how it's gonna go, but I have some hopes from him, you know. So yeah, as a hiring manager, that's what I look for as well. So yeah, I hope what I said makes sense. If you want, if you have any questions, you can ask me. You can reach out to me anytime you want. And yeah, I hope this makes sense. All right, take care. Thanks for listening.